This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, June 14th. Well, I can confirm that the NASDAQ composite and the S&P 500 essentially conducted a retest of their lows yesterday. So that's good. You want to see the market retest, and then you want to see it bounce. Now, the Russell 2000 actually made new lows. That's unfortunate. The Russell 2000 stocks should be firming up on the annual Russell realignment, at least the ones I have are. So that's good. The other thing that's going on is we have a natural gas prices down sharply today because there's a problem with an LNG plant in America. So that's unfortunate, but it just shows that the reason natural gas prices have been high is we've been exporting it to Europe and predominantly Europe. So things are still volatile, but it's time to go bargain hunting. The market is grossly oversold, and our friends at Beastbook have documented that the S&P 500 has fallen over 20%, 14 times since 1946. So the median return in the S&P next month is 2.89%, next 3 months is 5.71%, and next year is 23.9%. So if you want to go bargain hunting, I would recommend it, but clearly you should be in the stocks that have the earnings, okay? So that's going to put you in energy, fertilizer, food, shipping, and some specialty semiconductors. The producer price index came out today. It was actually okay. Let me give you a little feel for it here. So the producer prices were up by 0.8% in May, and they're up 10.8% in the past 12 months. Now, before you like get shocked at that 10.8%, back in March they were running at 11.5%, and so believe it or not, we're cooling off a little. The core PPI rose 0.5% in May, and it's up 6.8% in the past 12 months. But back in March, it was running at 7.1%. So this is further confirmation that inflation did peak in March for wholesale inflation. Now, as we dig into the details of this wholesale inflation, it's all energy. Energy prices surged 5% in May. Food prices, believe it or not, were unchanged. But those high energy prices ripple. A good example is wholesale truck freight rose 2.9% in May because of higher diesel costs. So that's going to ripple through everything. And those trucks deliver everything, and the high diesel prices are taking its toll, as is high jet fuel. So we're going to have inflation through September, folks, because we're going to have high energy prices. There's just a lot of demand this time of year. But then after September, maybe demand will ebb a bit, and we'll get some relief. And I can tell you, as you look at the dot plot inflation, we're going to be cutting off some big changes from a year ago. So I'm still in the camp that inflation did peak, okay, especially now I got the wholesale report. Now, obviously, tomorrow we're going to have retail sales. And we want to see in the May retail sales report that we were growing faster than inflation. So let's just say retail sales did not grow as fast as inflation. That's a bad sign, okay? That's a sign that consumers are retrenching and they're in trouble. Now, we know retail sales are going to be up because gas prices are up at the pump, you know. But we want to see retail sales exceeding the surge in energy prices. The other thing is the Fed is going to have their FOMC announcement at 2 o'clock. We fully expect a 0.5% rate increase. Some experts are calling for 0.75%. I think they'll do half, and then if they decide to do more than that, they'll telegraph that in the FOMC statement, and then, of course, Jerome Powell will be having a press conference tomorrow. So, folks, I'm glad the market retested the lows. That's the good news. The bad news is we can retest the lows 4 or 5 times. So it's time for some of us to take a brave pill and to go bargain hunting. If you are a conservative investor, you can wait till early July, okay? I've been saying this for some time because we knew that we'd have to consolidate the gains and we'd oscillate for a while. So again, if you're conservative, you can try early July. Okay. We normally will rally going July 4th weekend. Then we'll have another round of good earnings, and that's that. Otherwise, that's about it. I think everybody's in shock from the Friday and Monday sell-off, but good news, it was a good retest. The volume, by the way, wasn't too high. It was significant, but it wasn't too high. So that's a good sign. So we want to see now more buying pressure than selling pressure, and we want to see markets function. You know, it's unfortunate that markets do lose liquidity and do not function every day. And it's very important that you remember that, okay? The U.S. stock market is not a perfect place, okay? And people like me have to wait to trade, okay? I do have people that want me to get them out of the market because they need to sleep at night. And what I usually tell them is, can I wait for upticks so I can sell you in the strength? And then we pick a time frame usually to do that, and often it's in and around earnings season. So just please remember that markets are not liquid every day, okay? But they are, looks like they're liquid today for a change. And it looks like we put in a good retest, and I think that's very good news. So that's it. It's Lee Navalier. I'll keep up in these podcasts during fast market conditions. And, of course, tomorrow will be really big news with the retail sales report. It's 8:30 Eastern time. And then, of course, the FOMC statement at 2 o'clock Eastern time. And then finally, Jerome Powell's press conference. So lots of news tomorrow, and we'll see how that impacts everything. Take care, everybody. It's Lee Navalier.